Blog Talk Radio.
On this evening,
Well, last night, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed just praising the Most High and listening to praise songs and not really having an ask of him or anything like that, but just to spend time with the Most High in praise and in worship. That cut kind of short as far as what I wanted to do. Nevertheless, God is good and greatly to be praised. On tonight, we are going to, I had asked the sisters to a subject that they wanted taught. You know, and it didn't matter what the subject was. If they had a question on it or wanted taught, then I would teach it. And Sister Mary asked if I would teach on the book of Hosea. And Hosea is a prophet that the Most High had to marry a harlot. And so we're going to go through, this is probably going to just be part one of this, and I will go as the Most High leads me in this. But as I was studying and looking up the words and that kind of stuff, certain things started to come forward. And in the scriptures, in the New Testament, it mixes some things. And so I have a different understanding of, well, I won't say a different understanding. I'll say a more perfect understanding of something that is in the New Testament. It's mentioned in the book of Hosea. And so we will talk about that as well on this night. But this is a book that Hosea represents the Most High. And the prostitute, the harlot, represents Israel. And so we're going to get into this on this evening and just look at what the Most High was saying and his relationship with Israel and how he said Israel acted and what he did in response to that, so forth and so on. So, you know, it may take two or three lessons, maybe four, depending upon how deep we go into this subject, into this book. But nevertheless, we will take our time and go through it so that we can get the lesson that is actually here. All right. With that being said, we want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the Internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. We are going to go ahead and pray in, do our statement of faith and pray in. I apologize if I seem a little bit stammering on this evening, just trying to get back into my place here. So let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim as we do our statement of faith. And let me bring up our statement of faith. If I have it up in the room already, thought I did. There we go. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of God of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you and we glorify you. We lift you up and we magnify your name, O Yah. Let me take the people. Go ahead and keep praising, sister. Let me take the people off of you. We thank you and we glorify your name, Father. In your Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. We just love you on the day, oh Yahweh. We love you. We love you. We love you, Father. You are Elohim, and another will we not bow down and serve. And so we just want to give the glory and the honor and the praise on today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God. The founding of the shofar. And put my speakers on. Why is that not playing?
Testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said because praise is what I do. Cause I love it all.
lift your voice in this place. Somebody lift up your voice in this place.
Heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. Father Yah, we come before you. We lift up our sister Hazel, Father, that you would look over her and keep her safe, Father, that you would improve her heart, allow her to stand on her own, Father, that she might leave the hospital and be able to return home. Father, all things are possible through you, and we know that if we make the request, that you hear us, Father. And so we make this request to you on this evening. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen.
Amen.
The book of John, chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. We are going to be doing, as I said, the book of Hosea. And, you know, I'm actually just going to jump into this because I remember most of my notes. Just jump into the reading. And as I need to, I'll refer back to the notes on the meaning of some of these names. Because, you know, a lot of the times the names are important in the scripture. Found is in this book. The names that the Most High is using, the way that they wrote it in the English, you know, it's a good translation, but when I look at the actual names, you know, the translation could say a couple of things. Anyway, the book of Hosea, chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Okay, and the book is, you know, the scriptures are really going to tell us what this is about, this whole thing. But then now, after it tells us what it's about, then we need to start looking at details. Because that is where everything is at. It's in the detail. And even when it's referenced in the New Testament, it references back to this. Okay, then we have to understand who the Most High is talking to. And there's a difference in the saying where it would say, you are not my people, versus you are not a people who were not a people. Okay, those are two different terminologies, two different phrases. But the second one applies to two different groups. So we're going to get into the first phrase, I believe, today. So let's go here. Hosea, chapter 1, verse 1. The word of Yah that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Now, these are all kings of Judah, the southern kingdom. So Hosea is a prophet at the time that Israel is split into two different kingdoms. The northern kingdom, which is Israel, and the southern kingdom, which is Judah. So he gives us the kings of Judah, and then he says, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. So this is the northern kingdom, Israel. Now the Most High ripped the kingdom from Solomon's son, Rehoboam, and he gave 10 tribes to Jeroboam. And he left two tribes, one for Judah, one for David, the house of David, Judah. And then the Levites belonged to the Most High. So the other 10 tribes went north. And Jeroboam caused them to sin by raising two altars, okay? And so this is the Most High prophesying about what he's going to do to the northern kingdom, okay? And then some of this applies to the latter days. The beginning of the word of Yah by Hosea. And Yah said to Hosea, go, take unto thee a wife of whoredom and children of whoredom. So he said, go take you a wife that is a whore and that already has children out of her whoredom. Hosea takes her to be a wife. For the land has committed great whoredom. When he's talking about the land itself didn't do anything. It was the people in the land. Talking about the northern tribes departing from Yah. They committed whoredom, departing from Yah. So what did they do? They went and worshiped other gods. And this is what Jeroboam got them to do. And so we're not going to go into that reading on tonight, but just understand if you go into 1 Kings or 2 Kings chapter 17 through 19, then you will read about what Jeroboam did. How, you know, the Most High said, I'm going to rip the kingdom from the house of David because of what Solomon did. But he says, I'm not going to rip it from Solomon for David's sake. I'm going to take it from Solomon's son, Rehoboam. And so he rips the kingdom from Rehoboam, splits it in two, and gives 10 tribes to Jeroboam. And Rehoboam has two tribes, really one tribe, as I said, Judah. And the Levites weren't counted amongst Israel. And they stayed in Jerusalem. So he caused the northern kingdom to worship calves from Egypt. And he created two altars in the north. And he did that because he was afraid that if he let the people go to Jerusalem to worship the Most High, that they wouldn't come back to him. That was why he did it. He was afraid. You know, the people aren't going to, they're going to go and they're going to stay in Jerusalem or in the southern kingdom, and I'm going to lose my kingship, basically. So he brought up, you know, he brought the calf worship back in the northern kingdom, set up two altars. And the Most High says, you know what? In the end, I'm going to burn men's bones on this altar, on these altars. And he did. He burnt the priest's bones. You know, Jeroboam made the lowest of the people priests. These were not the Levitical priests. He came back and said, okay, the lowest of the people, they shall be the priests of the high place. And they, you know, burnt sacrifices to these other gods. And so that was a problem. Now, what the Most High is going to cause Hosea to do, Hosea represents the Most High. He is the Prakai as far as symbolically. He stands in the place of the Most High. And then the harlot, we're going to find out that her name is Gomer. She represents Israel. So the Most High said that Israel is a kingdom of whores, and they went a-whoring after other gods and departed from him. So he told Hosea, go get you a wife. Make sure she's a whore. And then have children out of that, and now you're going to have children with her too. But the children you have with her, I'm going to use them for prophecy. I'm going to use them to tell what I'm going to do to the northern kingdom. For the land has committed great whoredoms, departing from Yah. So verse 3. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Dabili, which conceived and bare him a son. Now we want to talk about Gomer for a minute. Because Gomer is really... So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Dabilium. Now, Gomer is a Gentile name. And it's from that they had traditional names that they kept in the family. But when you look at her mother name means, and let me pull up my notes here. Her mother name Dabilium or Gomer means the name of the son of Japheth and of his descendants. And it's also of a Hebrewess, okay? Now, usually it just says a Hebrew woman or a Hebrew man. But when we look at Dabilium, her name, her mother's name, or that could be her father's name, from the masculine, so it probably was her father.
I can't call.
Okay.
I can't call because it's...
Okay, you need to mute yourself on your end. I'll mute you. Okay. All right, let me go ahead. And where'd that go? Okay. So Dabilium is being two cakes, two different peoples. So this is a Gentile woman that has been gotten involved with a Hebrew man. And she didn't marry him. And she played the harlot with him. And she had children with him. Now the Most High tells Hosea, go marry her and have children with her. So she is a mix style in Hebrew, Gomer. Okay? And Yah said unto him, and she went and he went and took Gomer, this mixed woman, the daughter of Dibilium, which conceived and bare him a son. And Yah said unto him, call his name Jezreel. Now Jezreel, that name actually means Elohim will sow. And so what is Elohim going to sow? I'm going to sow something. I'm going to disseminate something. I'm going to start something, okay? And he tells you in the next part of the verse, while I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Israel. So the Most High is going to sow. He's going to sow vengeance on the house of Jezreel, on the house of Jehu. Okay? This is what he's going to sow. And it will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. So by naming the children, the Most High is telling Israel what he's going to do to it. Okay? And it shall come to pass in that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. Now, what he's saying is that he's going to break the military power of Israel. They're not going to be able to defend themselves. And so the king of Assyria eventually comes in. He takes all of the northern kingdom, but it takes him a little while to take the capital of the northern kingdom, which was called Samaria. And they, you know, they fortified themselves. They were in a tall, you know, tall walls and things like that. And so King Shalmaneser of Assyria surrounded the city of Samaria, I think it was for like 3 years. And this is what the Most High is saying here. I'm going to take away your military power. You won't be able to defend yourself. So verse 5 again. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bear a daughter. And Elohim said unto her, call her name Lo-Ruhamah. Lo in the Hebrew is no. That is no. And then Ruhamah is love, compassion. So this daughter's name is no compassion. And the Most High explains it, that name. He says it this way, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel. I'm not gonna have compassion or love for Israel. And I'm not gonna have mercy on them for what they did. Now he's talking about the northern kingdom. Not talking about Judah. But I will utterly take them away. So he's going to do this via the king of Assyria. Okay? Now, it hasn't happened yet in the day of Hosea. This is a prophecy. So the Most High says, name your son Jezreel. Okay? Because I'm going to sow vengeance for the blood of Jezreel on the house of Jehu, which is the house of Yah. Okay? And she conceived again and bare a daughter, and Elohim said, name her Lo-Ruhamah, no mercy. No mercy. But I will utterly take them away. So he's prophesying through the children, through the children of this harlot, by the prophet, as to what he's going to do and why he's doing it. They went a whoring after other gods. And so he's prophesying about this. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, verse 7. And give me a hot second here. Okay. And I will have mercy on the house of Judah, and I will save them by Yah, their Elohim, and I will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horses. So I'm not going to use military might to save Judah. I'm going to save them, but not by military might. Now, this is going to be in the future. Because he also sends Judah into captivity at one point, but he doesn't destroy Judah. He doesn't destroy them. He actually says, be obedient and go into exile to Nebuchadnezzar. And be there with him. And they obey, and they are gone for 70 years. Okay, and then the Most High causes King Cyrus and Artaxerxes to rebuild the temple. Okay? So he says, I'm not going to destroy Judah by military might. And I'm going to save them, but not by military might. Okay? Now, when you have weaned, now when she had weaned Lo Ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Then said Elohim, call his name Lo Amami, for you are not my people. So it means, Lo means no, A-M-M-I, people. So the Most High says, name her, name him no people. And it says, you're naming him that because Israel, you are not my people, and I will not be your Elohim. So he uses the prophet and this woman to have children, and then what he tells them to name the children is what's going to happen to Israel. Okay? You are not my people. But when you look up the name, it's Lo, no, people. Lo, Ruhamah, mercy, no mercy. I will not have love or compassion for them anymore. And I will not show them mercy. Okay? Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place, now this is where you need to underline, in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people. This is when the kingdoms were split. You are not my people. Lo Amah. You are not my people. There it shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living Elohim. So he says this when they are in, they're still split as a kingdom, and they are in calf worship. And he says, but in the future, I'm going to save them. But the prophet himself is in Judah. And the prophet is talking from Judah. And so out of Judah shall spring the what? Deliverer. Okay. Tell them, I don't love them anymore. And I'm going to scatter them. I'm going to sow vengeance upon them, and they're not going to be my people anymore. I'm going to utterly destroy them. But he has a remnant, and we read in the Second Chronicles, I've read this to you before, that not everybody gets taken. There's a remnant that escapes, and they return into the city of the northern kingdom, and they continue doing what they were doing, okay, until Messiah comes. So he's telling them now, at the place where I told them, in Judah, that you were not my people, that's the same place that I'm going to make them my people again. I'm going to save them. I'm going to cause them to be able to receive salvation, even though a lot of them will not. Verse 11. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Hosea chapter 2. Say you unto your brethren, am I? That is, good grief. I don't forget what that word meant already. People. Yes. That is people. To your sister, Rumah. And to your sister, Rumah. So to your brother, people. And to your sisters, Ruhama. So wait a minute, let me make sure I got this right. Ruha. I apologize. Give me 1 second here. Okay, I gotta go. I don't know what's going on, but I gotta go back. Hate when that happens. Get old, have brain jump. Yeah. Ruma is pity or mercy. And the son's name, Ami, is people. Now I go back to your brethren, people, and to your sisters, mercy. Plead with your mother, please, for she is not my wife. So he's saying that he's giving them a what, bill of divorcement, which he actually did with Israel. He gave Israel a bill of divorcement. Neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her what?
Whoredom.
You're not my wife. I'm not your husband. Stop sleeping around. Out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts. Lest I strip her naked. Now he's saying, stop, or this is what I'm going to do to you. You're over here worshiping. You left me for some other gods, and we know who they were. They were Baal, and that's who Jeroboam, the calf worship. That's who he bought back from Egypt, and they were worshiping other things too. But again, put down your whoredoms, put down your adultery. And, or I will strip you what, naked, and set her as in the day she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. Now, this thirst is really of him, and this dry land is being really absent from him. not a actual thirst, but it's going to, they're thirst for him because they're thirsty after other things. A wilderness is like, it's wild, and wilderness can apply to even populations of people that are wild. Like he says, the wilderness of the people. That means that they are doing whatever they want to do. He's not in it. And they're like, they're wild. I'll strip you naked. I'm going to take everything from you that I gave. Set her ass in the day she was born. And I will not have mercy upon her children. For they are the children of what? Whoredom. So they taught their children to worship other Elohim. So if we are parents, and we teach our children, give them our habits, teach them our ways, and we're worshiping false gods, then we'll teach our children to worship false gods. And so that's why he says he will not have mercy upon her children, for they are the children of whoredom. You taught your children to worship these other gods. And now those gods are begetting children among my people. For their mother has played the harlot. She has conceived them and has done shamefully. Now he's talking about Israel and comparing Israel to a woman. She has played the harlot. She has gone a-whoring after other gods. She is making children that worship these other gods. So he says, their mother, he didn't say his wife, their mother has played the harlot. She has conceived them and has done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lover, and that give me my bread and my water and my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. The ones who are taking care of me and providing for me. That's what he's saying, they're saying. They're giving credit for everything that the Most High has given them, their prosperity, to other gods. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns. I'll put thorns around you and make a wall that you shall not find her path. And she shall follow after her lovers. So he says, I'm going to put a spirit on them that they can't, that this is what they're going to do. This is what they want to do. And if they wanted to stop, they couldn't. But he put it on them that they would follow after their lovers. But she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them. She's running after these gods, but never able to really catch up to them. Like a woman chasing a man that don't actually want her. But she'll not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband. Now, let's talk a little bit on law here, okay? And this is why I told you that the Most High made a way out of no way. The law says that if a woman is put away in Torah during this time, if she's put away, then she can what? Remarry. But if she remarries, what can't she do?
Go back to her first husband.
That's right. So she chased all these men, and she slept with them, and the Most High says, I put you away. You are not my wife. And now she want to come back to me. For then was it better with me than now. Now, I thought that these men were taking care of me, these other guys, and I found out they weren't. And no matter what I did, I never received any blessing. And I want to return to my first husband. I want to turn to God. Now, when we come to the Most High And then we stop believing in him and we start believing in other things and fornicating with things that, you know, that you can fornicate and not be as it would be considered as an adulterer. You fornicated, okay? Because fornication really is when you have a change of heart. So you go playing with voodoo and witchcraft and, you know, the astrology and all this kind of stuff and worshiping other gods, okay? And you're messing around. Then you have a change of heart toward the Most High. And you believe on those things. And then when you're not getting, when it don't work, then you say you want to come back to him. Because you say it was better when I was with him than with this stuff. But the Most I don't like that. So let's keep going. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. This is the God that they were worshiping. This was the God that they were making sacrifices to. This is the God that they were, as he's saying, committing whoredoms with. This is the God that they were teaching their children to worship. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. I'll take it all away. I gave it to her as her husband. I was providing for her, and it wasn't enough. And she didn't want to follow my rules. And that was really the big thing, because Baal worship involved sex in the worship. And the priest of Baal, the priest and the priestess, they would have sex with the congregation. She'll want it. And the Most High says, you're going chasing that. And you giving credit to that for the blessings that I'm giving you, I'll take back everything I gave you. And I'll stop providing. And now will I discover her lewdness. Now this word lewdness, her disgrace in the female, the pudenda. Pudenda is the female sex region, the female sex organ. If you look that word up, pudenda, I'll discover her lewdness. I'll discover her nakedness. I'll discover her pudenda in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. I'm going to catch her in the act. About the woman in the New Testament in the act of adultery, Most High says he's going to catch Israel in it. And I will also cause her mirth to cease, her happiness to cease, her feast day, her new moon, and her Sabbath, and all of her solemn feasts. I'm not letting her celebrate my feast days. And they were doing what they were doing was this, what Christianity has done today. They were mixing the feast days of the Most High with the worship of another God. And it became their feast day. They weren't his. So I'm going to take it away from them. You're not worshiping me the way I said to do it on those days, even dedicating those days to another man, another God. And I will destroy her vines and her figs, whereof she has said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me. These are the rewards that my false Elohim has been given me. And I will make them forests. And the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam. Remember when Balaam tried to curse, Balaam tried to have Balak to curse Israel? And tried to make them sleep with them. He actually did make them sleep with the Midianite women. And the Midianite women worshiped Baal. And remember that one man came in the camp, and this Midianite woman, he went into the tent. She was a priestess, and he was gonna go worship with her in the sex act in front of Moses. And a man came up and drove a spear through both of them. This is what he's talking about. Wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with earrings. Now, he's saying, now, my woman is going to get dressed up for another man. She put on her, she burned incense to him. She decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lover. And forgot me, saith Yah. Forgot about me. Therefore, behold, I will allure her. I'm going to entice her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyard from there and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there in the days of her youth, as in the days of her youth and in the days when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, says Yah, that thou shalt call me Ishi. Now, Ishi is man or husband. And shall not no more call me Bali. Now, let me look at this again. Ishi contracted for 582, or perhaps rather than unused root, meaning to be extent a man as an individual or a male. Call me a man or an individual. It can extend to a husband, man. He said, you're going to call me Ishi, man or brother or something like that. And no more Bali, master, symbolic name of Jehovah. You're going to call me husband or and not master. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth. Balaam are the different names and gods of Baal. And they called the Most High Balaam. But he caused them to call him Balaam. You want to worship that? I'm going to put it in your heart to worship that. And you're going to think you're worshiping me. And they shall no more be remembered by their name. I'm going to get rid of all these other Elohim that you've been worshiping. And you're going to only worship me. In that day, I will make a covenant for them that the beasts of the field and the fowls of heaven and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow, the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth. So this is a future event. There won't be no more war. We know that ain't happened. And will make them to lie down safely. So this is a future event. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in loving kindness and mercy. Now, the Most High is going to have to circumvent his own law. He divorced Israel. And that's why I told you that he made a way out of no way. That's why he had to come as a man. Because as the Most High, he can't die. But all relationships end at death. So when Messiah comes and dies on the cross, the relationship that the Most High had with Israel as far as being a husband to her, that ended. Even though he had put her away, that relationship officially ended for him and her, and he could take her back again. That's what he did. He made a way that he could take Israel back. Not in here right now, but that's what he said he's going to end up doing, and that's what he did. She went a-whoring after other gods. She gave them and gave them credit for the things that I was providing for her. I stripped her naked. I had her taken away. But in the end, I'm going to take her back. But not all of her. A remnant. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know Yah. So know me. So I'm going to take her back. And this is where we got to become, this is where we have to be of the mindset to obey, to keep his commandments, to not worship other gods, our eyes, as to who we are. And we can't make the same mistakes our forefathers made. And this is why he said he got rid of them. Okay, so I'm going to take them back in the same place that I said that you are not my people. There will be said, you are my people, and I'm your Elohim. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith Yah, and I will hear the heavens. And they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear, and they shall hear Jezreel. Now, when we pray and stuff, we know, we're supposed to know, Messiah even told us, power over all that stuff. And we just pray for what we want, and the earth would bring it forth as far as what the earth produces. The Most High cursed the earth because of what man did. He says the day is coming when he will not curse the earth anymore. He will take the curse off the earth, and it will bring forth its fullness. It says, but the earth is going to hear the crops. It's going to hear Jezreel, and they're going to be in one. And I shall sow her unto me, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. Remember he said in the first chapter that I will not have mercy on you anymore. I don't love you anymore because of what you're doing. Thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my Elohim. So Israel gets scattered. Some of them escape. The ones that are escaped, they are scattered into the world. But the ones that remained, they also became part of the southern kingdom and part of, you know, some stayed in the northern kingdom. And that's who the Most High considered to be Israel. And they multiplied. Now, some of those that were still scattered throughout over the period of time, the Most High says that he would gather them. And he's going to bring Israel back to him. Then said Yah unto me, go, yet love a woman beloved of her friends. Now, go and love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress. Go now and lay with an adulteress, according to the love of Yah toward the children of Israel. I'm laying with an adulteress. You lay with an adulteress to show my people what they're doing, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. So now you go lay with an adulteress, like I'm laying with Israel. They are committing adultery against me, and I've been still providing for them. I've been still loving them, and yet they're still doing this stuff. So I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver. This is a prostitute. And for an omer of barley, and for an omer, a half an omer of barley, so omer and a half of barley. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days. You shall stay with me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be another for another man. so will I also be for thee. Go get a harlot. Tell her she's not going to sleep around no more. And she will only be for me and I'll only be for her. Now, what is he saying in this prophecy? For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king. I'm your king. Without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image and without an ephod and without teraphim. Let me look and see what the teraphim is. A healer. So they're going to abide many days term. And seek Yah, their Elohim, and David the king, and shall fear Yah and his goodness in the latter days. So now he's telling us these things are going to happen when? In the latter days. He first got to regather us. So we've been still playing the harlot. That's what he's saying. Now go tell her to stop playing the harlot. Stop worshiping other gods to me. And you'll be for me only, and I'll be for you only. Hosea chapter 4. The book of Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of Yah, you children of Israel. For Yah has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. I got a problem with y'all, those of y'all that are in the land. Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and the blood touches blood. So they are doing all these things unto blood, the drawing of blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish. They're going to be, you know, in suffering, in pain, in emotional turmoil. With the beast of the field and with the fowl of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. And let me get another definition here. Yeah, to droop, to be weak, to be sick, to mourn. With the beasts of the field, with the fowls of heaven, yea, even the fish of the sea also shall be taken away. Meaning that all these things are to be lacking. Yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, rebuke another. For thy people are as they are they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. So I'm going to destroy the priest that you have, and these are the priests that Jeroboam made. The Most High didn't assign these priests. And so he says, the people are going to fall by day and the priest by night. And I will destroy thy mother, the nation of Israel. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. And they didn't want to believe the word of the Most High. They didn't want to obey his voice. They didn't want to follow after his ways. They want to make up their own stuff. So you won't be a priest to me. You don't even obey my voice. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, I will also forget thy children. Because the children that you have are the children of whoredom. I'm not taking care of them. You don't obey my laws. You're not following me. As they were increased, sins against me. The more of them that were born, the more you taught them to worship Baalah, to worship Baal, and the more they did it. They sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. Now we wonder why we're going through the stuff we're going through in this country and around the world as his people. Because he's waking us up, but most of us get caught up into Hebrewism and not really obeying the voice of the Most High. And most of us don't even want to acknowledge that we are the people. Most of us think that the book has fooled us. You know, somebody tampered with it. So we don't want to obey everything in it. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. When you eat up something, that means you're consuming it. And it becomes part of you, it becomes your heart. It becomes the way you think, the way you feel, the way you react. And it was to be disobedient to the Most High. So be, and there shall be like people, like priests. And I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. You want to act like my priest, but you don't keep my statutes, my laws, my commandments. You don't believe, obey my voice. Then I'm going to punish you for your ways and reward you for your doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase. They have left off to take heed to Yah. So you're going to keep sleeping around, but I'm going to make your womb barren. Whoredom and wine. New wine take away the heart. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Now, I told you, it said that that's why we stopped using wine with communion, because it tells us there's only certain instances you should actually drink wine or strong drink, and communion is not one of them, because wine is actually fermented. But it says wine will cause you to forget the laws of the Most High. This is clearly what's going on here. They wouldn't obey it. They'd rather get drunk. Do whatever they can do in a drunk state and justify themselves. My people ask counsel at their stock, and their staff declares unto them, for the spirit of whoredom has caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their Elohim. Oh, well, the Zodiac said this, Sister So-and-so, the one that reads the tarot card, said that. Science says this. Whatever it is, he said, it's a whoredom. If it contradicts him, it's a whoredom. And people count on those things, and it causes them to err. Showed you the high place. And this goes back to John chapter 4, when Messiah goes to a city of Samaria, and he's talking to the woman. And she says, in this mountain is where we worship. He told her, you don't know what you worship. Okay, but this is coming from, she's a Hebrew Israelite. She's a descendant. She's telling you she's a descendant, and she's still, they are still worshiping in the high places, in the mountains. And the Most High told them never to do that. They sacrifice on the top of mountains and burn incense upon the hills and under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. So he said, I'm putting this spirit on you as a people. I will punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they, I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. Traded with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that does not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend. And come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth Haven, nor swear Yah liveth. You're worshiping other things, you're playing the harlot, let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth Haven, nor swear that Yah liveth. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. They say they're going to repent, and then they what? Backslide. Now Yah will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. The wind has bound her up. The wind has bound up her wing. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifice. So they are, you say, I got a problem with y'all. This is what y'all doing. You're committing these whoredoms against me, and I'm going to put it on you as a people. Same thing he said in Ezekiel. I'm going to put the spirit of whoredom on you. And you're going to commit whoredoms as a people. And not whoredoms, even whoredoms against him, but whoredoms against our own self. That spirit. Verse 5. Hear you this, O priest. And hearken, you house of Israel, and give a ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because you have been a snare on Mizpah. Mizpah, this seems rather the only policy. It's like family. The name of two places in Palestine, but Mizpah actually stands for family. And a net spread upon Tabor. And the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. They want to revolt, but they're revolting for the wrong thing, and they want to slaughter. They want to slaughter for the wrong thing. The Most High says, I've been rebuking y'all for what y'all doing. Y'all still want to do it. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not his. From me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. Defiled means unclean, not fit for the Most High to be the Most High's wife. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their Elohim, for the spirit of whoredom is in the midst, in the middle of them, and they have not known Yah. And the pride of Israel does testify to his faith. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. Now remember, he said that he would save Judah, not by military might. But he's not going to have mercy on Israel, the northern kingdom. But in the latter days, he will. But he saves Judah earlier as a people. He destroyed Israel, but he scattered Judah for 70 years. But he said Judah would fall with them because Judah was doing the same thing as Israel was doing, and worse. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek Yah, but they shall not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. So I'm going to withdraw myself from my people. They're going to look for me and they can't find me. They're going to pray to me and I'm not going to answer. They have dealt treacherously against Yah, for they have begotten strange children, and now shall a month devour them with their portion. So they taught their children to worship strange gods, to keep strange customs, to mix his feast days and his holidays with pagan ways. So I'm doing away with all of that. Blow ye the cornet in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Remember, when we blow the trumpet, the Most High is supposed to show up. Cry aloud in Bethaven after thee, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Desolate doesn't mean that the land is barren. It means that they ain't around. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which shall surely be. I'm going to do it. The princes of Judah were like them that removed the boundary. Therefore, I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment. Might we be Ephraim? Because he willingly walked after the commandment. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian and sent to King Jareb. Yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. So they tried to get help, but because the priesthood was corrupt, the people were corrupt, they went for help to the Assyrians. And whether it was financial, whether it was military, whatever it was, it couldn't be cured because of them and their whoredoms. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. I'm doing this to you when I send you into captivity, when I cause you to be killed. I'm doing this to you because of what you did. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense. I'm going to go to my room until you tell me what's wrong, that what you did wrong, and seek my face. In their affliction, they shall seek me early. We have to acknowledge to the Most High what we have done. This is what he wants. This is what he told our forefathers. Instead of going a-whoring after other gods, giving credit to other gods for what the Most High gave them. Taught their children to worship false gods, which made their children of the false god, children of whoredom. And see, we think that, you know, we can just worship what we want. But the truth of the matter is, Most I said, I told you what I wanted. I told you what to do and what you can't do. I gave you your laws. I told you what was acceptable and what's not. So, once you remember in part of our prayer, our Sabbath prayer, that if we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to him, and that he has walked contrary to us, and that if we would confess our sins and turn away from them, then he said that he would turn his face back toward us. This is where he's talking about then. So if you seek my face early, if you are really repentant and you acknowledge your offense, and your offense is going to be the offense of your forefathers and yours, because you're going to be doing what you were taught to do. So it says, seek me early. What time we got? 6:30. Oh, we might be moving along real quick. Hosea chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Come and let us return unto Yah, for he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. He's the one doing the tearing and the mending. Will he revive us? In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow unto know Yah. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rains unto the earth. The latter and the former rains are the rains that you needed to bring in the summer and the fall crop. So he's saying, I'm going to provide, because you know, you don't get enough rain, you don't get enough food. You don't get enough, you get too much rain, your crop rots out. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto you? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goes away. Your goodness is there for a hot second, and as soon as you get some heat, some trials, some tribulations, your goodness is gone. It dissipates. It evaporates. For have I hewn them by the prophets? Have I cut them by the prophets? I have slain them by the words of my mouth. I'm going to speak these things against you. And because I spoke them, they come to pass. And thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offering. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offering. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. They have dealt treacherously against me, entered into a contract with the Most High, covenant marriage with him, then broke it. I promise not to worship any other gods. I promise not to bow down before any other gods. I promise not to spread my legs and bear children for any other gods. That's men and women, because it's a spiritual thing. I promise to not take my husband's name in vain and treat it as worthless. That they dealt threats him, worshiping other gods, having children by other gods, for other gods. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity, and is polluted with blood. They do lawlessness, and they kill and murder. As the troops of robbers wait for a man, so the company of priests murder in the way by consent. Priests doing murdering, where they commit lewdness, whoredom, seeing a horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is whoredom of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Also, O Judah, he has set a harvest for thee when I return the captivity of my people. Now, through Judah, he's going to set a harvest. Through Messiah, the harvest of the saints, those that will obey him, keep his commandments, be filled with the Ruach. The day is coming that the Most High is going to gather us back into the land. when that is, it started with Messiah, and it started with us coming to him through Messiah, through Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to be part of that harvest. When I would have he, now, Hosea chapter 7, starting in verse 1. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they committed falsehood, and the thief cometh, and the troop of robbers spoiled without or outside. For they considered not in their hearts that I remembered all their wickedness. In falsehood, in, they professed that they loved him, but it was only like some dew on the ground. As soon as they got some heat, the dew melted away. Their goodness, their faith for him, their commitment to him melted away. And they went whoring after the other gods again. He says, and they thought I wasn't going to remember that. Verse 2 again. And they considered not in their hearts that I remembered all their wickedness. Now their own doings have I beset them about. They are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness. So the king is corrupt. The people are corrupt. They're happy to be corrupt to make the king happy. And the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker who hit the dough until it be leavened. So, you know, you add yeast to dough to make it rise. He's saying these people, they are all adulterers as an oven heated by the baker. They're hot. Who seeks on raising after he has kneaded the dough until it be leavened. They became more and more wicked. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners, for they have made ready their heart like an oven, while they lie in wait. Their baker sleepeth all the night. In the morning he burns as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. They are hot in their trespass. They are happy to do wickedness. Ephraim, he has mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a baked, is a cake, not turned. He used to cook a cake on both sides, but they are not turning away from sin and turning back toward the Most High. And Ephraim is supposed to become is supposed to be part of the house of rulership. Ephraim and Manasseh. Have devoured his strength, and he knows it not. Gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knows it not. They still think that he's what? Strangers have taken advantage of him. You're worshiping these false gods. You're doing all these wicked things, and they're using you for who you are, but you're not prospering by it, and they're just taking from you. That's what he's telling them. And you're getting old and don't know it. You think you're going to be able to do this all the rest of your days, but you're like a fool. You don't know you. Getting old, you don't recognize it. You still think you're 20. Got gray hairs and still doing the same stuff. And still acting foolish. And the pride of Israel testifies to his faith. And they do not return to Yah their Elohim, nor seek him for all of this. Ephraim also, like a silly dove without heart, they call for it to Egypt. They go to Assyria. Now, they're calling to Egypt because Egypt's a mighty nation, and, you know, I've told you that. In the eyes of the Most High, Egypt was his people, Assyria the works of his hands. But Israel was never supposed to depend upon them unless the Most High sent them there. They were actually supposed to be leaders to those people, an uncorrupt priesthood. But the Most High uses Assyria to do his, you know, to whip on nations. Egypt was the people, and Israel was supposed to be the works of his hands, his heritage. Assyria is the works of his hands. Israel was supposed to be his inheritance out of the earth. This is my priesthood. This is my go-between me and man. And the priesthood is supposed to teach the people how to serve me. And the priesthood became corrupt. And the priesthood is looking to other lands for help instead of to me. When they shall go, I will spread my net. When they go to these nations, I'm going to spread my net for what? Upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of heaven. I'm going to capture them. I will chastise them as their congregation has heard. I'm going to be whipping some behind. Some of y'all going to die. Some of y'all going to get sick. Woe unto them, for they have from me. Destruction unto them. That's a declaration. I'm going to destroy you because they have transgressed against me, though I have redeemed them. Yet they have spoken lies against me. I have redeemed them, and they still not recognize. And they have not cried unto me with their heart when they howled upon their bed. They assembled themselves for corn and wine, for things, material things, and they rebelled against me. So I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. I provide, and then we always try to find a way not to serve him, to serve him the way we want to mix in some of the world in his worship, to celebrate their holidays and their feast days and add him to it. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for rage, for their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. So if they go there looking for help, derision is scoffing. You know, you thank you all that. The Most High ain't going to do nothing. That kind of stuff. He's not that way. Do verse 8, chapter 8, and we'll stop here for today. Set the trumpet to thy mouth, say. Chapter 8, starting in verse 1. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of Yah, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. Against the house of Yah. In this case, we're talking about Israel. Why? Because they have transgressed my covenant, they broke the contract, and they don't obey my law. Israel shall cry unto me, my Elohim, we know thee. Israel has cast off the thing that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. Israel gonna claim that they know the Most High, but they don't. They have set up kings, but not by me. They set up their own kings. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of the silver, their Elohim, and of the silver, their gold, have they made them idols. Silver and of their gold. They were making idols, that they may be cut off. Thy calf, O Samaria, remember I told you they worshiped the golden calf, just like when they came out of Egypt and the people said, make us a god, and Aaron made a golden calf. That didn't just come out of nowhere. That was the god of Egypt, the golden calf. They worshiped cattle. They worshiped the bull, the steer. And they would make golden ones to represent it as a god. Aaron made one in the wilderness. Hey, y'all take off those earrings. Come on over here. Throw them in the fire. And when he was done, out came a golden calf. He didn't just walk out the fire. He beat that gold and poured that gold and fashioned it into a golden calf. Now, the Most High is bringing it up because Jeroboam went back to Egypt when Rehoboam wanted to kill him. The Most High didn't give you half my kingdom. I know what I'll do for that. I'll kill you. Solomon too. So Jeroboam ran into Egypt. When Solomon died, he came back. Most High said, it's safe to come back now. But when he came back, he brought calf worship with him. Thy calf, O Samaria, has cast thee off. My anger is kindled against them. How long will it be? How long will it be ere before they attain to innocence? Innocent. How long will you say that you're innocent? For from Israel was it also. The workman made it. The workman made it. Therefore, it is not Elohim. But the calf of Samaria shall be broken in pieces. You making a god that I ain't tell you to make. Remember, he told them in the wilderness, told Moses to make that serpent and put it on top of the staff. And every time that the people would get bit by the serpent, by a serpent in the wilderness, they had to look to that serpent on top of that staff, and they would be healed. I think he called it Neshetan. Not Hashetan, but Neshetan. You'll find that in the New Testament. And they were still worshiping it unto the day that they were taken away. Then Hezekiah actually had them to destroy that particular statue. Because the people were still worshiping it from the wilderness. But the Most High said, hey, you guys are making a god of gold I didn't tell you to make. I didn't tell you to make that and look to it. Because he has told them to make an image and bow down to it to be healed. The serpent, he told them to stick on the staff. I told you to do that, so that's what you do. I didn't tell you to do this. Sown the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk. The bud shall yield no meal. If it so be yield, the stranger shall swallow it up. So I'm going to, you have been sowing to the wind, like just throwing yourself up. I'm blowing on it. It ain't really going to grow. It ain't really going to catch root. And if some catch root, then you're not going to eat it. You're not going to be able to consume it. Strangers will consume it. Israel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein is no pleasure. Why don't they have pleasure in us? But the Most High said they would not. Why do they seem to be so against us? Because the Most High said they would be. His declaration. For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone, by himself. Ephraim has hired lovers. Yea, though they have hired among the nations, now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of the princes. Because Ephraim has made many altars to sin, altars shall be unto him sin. I have written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. My law was counted as a strange thing to them. Of my offering and eat it. That was supposed to belong to me, sacred to me. But you sacrificed it and ate it yourself. I wonder if I like cooking on the grill. Now, I'm not saying that this is wrong, but I'm just saying it's put me in the mind of you go out to barbecue on the grill, you throw some meat on there, and then I don't know, give it up to Yah, or say something crazy like it's for your sin or something, and then you eat it, but you're not a priest. And I'm just what if in there, you know, because that's what came to mind when I read that. You can imagine somebody cooking on the grill, saying, yeah, because you got some brothers out there doing some crazy stuff. Yeah, I dedicate this. I sacrifice this animal for my sin. Then they cook him and eat him. Put some barbecue sauce on it. They sacrifice flesh for sacrifices of my offering and eat it. But yeah, I accepted them not. I didn't accept those sacrifices. Now will he remember their iniquity and visit their sins. They shall return to Egypt. They shall return to bondage. Egypt stands for the house of bondage. They shall return to slavery. For Israel has forgotten his maker and built a temple. And Judah has multiplied fenced cities. Mosiah says, I'm your protection. Well, you need fenced cities. I'm going to put you in cities that are fenced. You're not going to build them. But if you build a city, I don't want you building a fence around it. I'll keep your enemies away. But you think you can protect yourself, so you put fences around you to protect you. But I will send fire upon his city, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. You think you protect high walls? I'm going to cause them to burn down. Let's stop here. Chapter 8. The Most High is going through and enumerating the sins of the people and how they have forgotten his commandments. They have forgotten his laws. They have committed fornications and adulteries and lies and killings and he says, my judgment is against you. You forgot my commandments. You did not keep my covenant. You're building temples where I didn't tell you to build a temple. I told you the Most High doesn't want a church on every corner. He don't want an assembly on every corner. There should be very few of them, even in the world. But I'll send a fire upon your city and upon your temple because you have forgotten your maker. You're saying that you love me, but you worship in other things. You're saying that you love me and you know me, but you don't obey my voice. You want to do what you think is right. So therefore, I'm not with you. Now he's telling this to Israel. And he's comparing them to a woman that sleeps around. You're over here worse than this guy. You're over there worse than that guy. You thinking this guy can bring you, you know, silver and gold and give you that Mercedes Benz and put you in that big house. And this guy, he's, you know, keeping your hair done and your toenails done and your fingernails done. And this guy over here, he's paying all your utility bills. This is what he's saying to them. Now, I'm the one doing all that for you. But you feel the need to sleep around. So he gets Hoshea to marry a woman that is a harlot, who already has children of harlotry, and now have children with her. And after he's through having children with her, he says, now go get you an adulteress. An adulteress is a woman that's been married and put away. Or she was caught cheating while she was married, and they didn't put her away. And she was still being adulterous. That's what he said Israel was. I've been sleeping with an adulteress. About sinning against him. Fornicating with the ways of the world. And preferring the ways of the world over him. And so he has nothing good to say. But he says, in the end, I'm going to take you back. And as I said, you know, he said, we asked to come back. But we had to realize there was no way for him to take us back. So he had to make a way out of no way, or else he would transgress his own law. Let me come as a man, die for your sins, and at the same time, as I'm dying for your sins, I'm putting an end to this relationship that I might take you back to me again. Other than that, he couldn't take Israel back. And so we got to understand that and understand that we are to walk in his covenant. We are to obey his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinances, his judgments. No matter what land we're in, we cannot use the excuse that we're not in our own land to not serve him the way that he said to be served, that he wants to be served. So we will pick this up again on this Sabbath. We'll finish this up. I think we have to go through chapter 14. Yeah. So we'll pick this up because he's not too chastising Israel. And some of these things are was for them during their days. Some of them are for us during our days until he comes back. But he said the latter days. So we have to look at it. You know, when we put this with Ezekiel, chapters 8 and 9, maybe even 10. I know 8 and 9, then we can understand that he put the spirit upon our people, the spirit of whoredom, upon both the men and the women. You want to go worshiping other gods? That's exactly what I'm going to put on you. Is going to affect you as a people, and it's going to affect you spiritually. So in the natural and in the spirit. That being said, are there any questions? Concerns?
I just want to thank you, Brother Miles.
Right, amen, my sister. I hope that is doing some good for you.
Yes. Yes. I like the book of Hoshea.
Amen. Amen to that. Hopefully there were no surprises, but hopefully you learned something that you didn't know before as well. That being said, if there are no other comments, complaints, moans, groans, something, we will go ahead and dismiss for this evening. May the Most High bless you. May keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Yah and keep His commandments, thanks, for this is our whole duty. Shalom, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Shalom, Brother Miles.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Good luck.
What's up?
Yeah.
That's probably what woke Hazel up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. That's true.
Okay. I said that's probably what woke Hazel up.
Oh my gosh, shut up. She's talking about my bad older woke Hazel up.
It was what?
Oh, it was you through the phone.
Me through the phone? So what are you doing now?
On my way to the house.
Don't try to take a shower.
No, I get ready. I'm on my way to take one.
Well, I know the people got to have the window down in that car. After what, 3-4 days you ate right? That's a lie. Thursday, Friday. I don't know, like, when you go up.